So, okay, we're holding still in the sugya. Davka, if you were standing on the edge of the bor, and the guy is blowing, and the call of the shofar is inside of the bor, so then the resulting sound, he climbs out of the bor, so that you hear the end of the tekiah now outside of the bor. Comes Rabbah along to say that you would be yotze, which of course has implications for the sugya we had earlier. Do you need to hear the whole tekiah or not? Because the first part of the tekiah that you heard wasn't the tekiah of a shofar, it was the tekiah of the echo. Rabbah seems to be saying it would be yotze anyway. If you heard niktzas tekiah, kedem shiyala amud hashachar, but if you heard part of the tekiah before alois hashachar, which is not the zman of the chiyuv, umiktzas tekiah leyachar shiyala amud hashachar, there lo yatze. I don't understand that. Why is it that we say by the case of the Aleis HaShachar, obviously the reason that you're saying it's not Yotz is the beginning of Kulot Tkiyah B'Chiyuvah. Person needs to hear the entire Tkiyah in a Matzev in which it's going to be Yotz of the Chiyuv, V'Leka, and you don't have that. So how can I be in a Kulot Tkiyah B'Chiyuvah V'Leka? So understand, what's the difference? If the guy was in the bor for the first half of the Tkiyah and I'm outside the bor, that means I don't hear the whole tekiah the way I'm mechuyev to hear it. To which Rabbah replied, oh boy, what a ridiculous comparison. Awesome Laila loves you're blowing the shofar in the middle of the night. That's not called a tekiah to anybody. It's not shot. There was a tekiah here of which I heard part of the tekiah. There wasn't a tekiah here because it's not a zman of the tekiah. Mashenka and Ocha bor. Look, the bor is a tekiah. I mean, if you wanted to, you'd come into the bor with me, hear the shofar in the bor, then you're hearing the tekiah. So it's a mokum chiyuva alotam omdim babor. Therefore, the tekiah that was made was a complete tekiah. The guy who was inside the bor while he was blowing was hearing that. And when he climbed out, he was continuing to hear that. It was all one tekiah. So you're saying you only heard that part. No good. So you only heard that part of the tekiah. But on the other hand, well, you did part of the tekiah in the morning, in the night, the halacha, and then it became morning, so there wasn't one old tekiah. Wait, so no, in other words, now you're telling me, l'meimra, the sova rabba shama sof tekiah below tekiah yatza. I mean, so what does that mean? That means clearly that you don't have to hear the whole tekiah, there just has to exist the whole tekiah. That's what you're saying, right? And memeil, I mean, if that's true, as we were medayik before, the other way around, it's also true. In other words, if you hear the tchilat atkiyah without the sofa atkiyah, would also be good, because the point is that there should be a tkiyah, but that your hearing of that tkiyah could be any part of that tkiyah that's the shir of the tkiyah. So then, toshma, same kasha we asked before, tokavari shona, if you did the tkiyah at the end of the first series, and then you continue to blow Moshach B'Shniyah Kishtai, that is such a Tkiyah Gedela that it was as long as two separate Tkiyahs. Doesn't help you. Nonetheless, Ein B'Yada Yela Achas, there's only one Tkiyah, you have to make another Tkiyah for the beginning of the next. Vamai. If you're telling me that the Tkiyah does not consist of a beginning of the tekiah and an end of the tekiah, Ella, the chelek of the tekiah that I hear on Yotziah. So if that's the case, the salik lebetarti, why doesn't this one tekiah count for two tekiahs? I heard this part, that was a kishur, and now I heard this part, and that's a kishur. So it should be perfectly okay, right? No, says the Gemara, not right. We said yesterday, psuki tekiah te me'adale. Lo paskinan. We're not going to artificially separate one tekiah into two parts. But if it's one tekiah and you hear part of that tekiah, it's yur yotzi. Okay, what about this case? Again, the same thing that we asked yesterday. Toshma. Hatokeh letoch habor, letoch hadut, letoch hapitas. Im kol shofar shama yatza, v'im kol avarat shama lo yatza. According to the way you're learning, Rabbah, that it's not necessary to hear the entire tekiah. So what's the problem? The problem is echo. But by definition, an echo only comes after you hear the sound of the first sound, right? So if that's the case, leifuk b'tchila tekiah mikamin l'arvev kala. As long, you're saying, as long as there is a tekiah, Now, I don't have to hear that whole tekiah. That's what you said. Okay, so then before you have the echo, you always have the sound of the shofar first. So why can't I be yotzei with that before?
That was the actual.
That is the actual tekiah.
It's just
afterwards. It's joined by the echo. But fine, you said that doesn't matter. That's just something that the fact is the guy is doing a real tekiah. So how come over here you're not yotzei? Leifek b'tchila tekiah mikamid el arvev kala. We completely misunderstood what Rabba was saying. You thought Rabba was saying two cases that were similar. Somebody hears part of the tekiah in the bor and part of the tekiah when the guy who's blowing comes out of the bor. Or somebody hears the tekiah that was at night, part of the tekiah at night, and part of the tekiah in the day. No. Rabba was talking about two completely different cases. One was the case of a guy who was being tokea for himself. Nobody was there. There was no shoma. He was being tokea for himself. He was in the bor for the first part of the tekiah. He comes out of the bor for the second part of the tekiah. He hears the whole tekiah. It's just that part of the tekiah heard in the bor, part of the tekiah out of the bor. But for someone standing in the bor, there's no problem to hear a tekiah. So therefore, there's no problem. Then there's another issue. Someone is tekea, mixes a tekea balayla, mixes a tekea in the daytime, and somebody hears it as a yaitza. Two completely different things. So then I said, Gemara, can you come and rabbi tekea balayla nafsh? A guy is being tekea for himself, and he comes out of the bar, he's continuous to be tekea for himself. I said, so then what? This is a little kiddish. Obviously, why wouldn't he be yaitza? What do you mean? Because he blew in two separate places. What does it did in a place? I mean, if you walk from one room to the other, it's not considered to be one tekiah. Well, what's the chiddush? I don't understand. So, Maila Memer, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is because Mao the Tema is in the Mafik Reisha Vekata Shefer Bebor Vekamar Vekala. You might have thought that it could be that Pshat is like this, we should make a takana, that you can't do such a thing. Because very often it could happen a guy who's moving in the middle of the tekiah may let his ears out of the bor as he's coming up before the shofar comes out of the bor. So he'll be chaser that part of the tekiah. In other words, I bet some of you have to hear the whole tekiah. It's completely wrong what you were medayek before. I don't hold mixas tekiah. You can hear only the first part or the last part. Absolutely not. You need to hear the whole tekiah. So now, in such a case, if you're not very careful, your head will come out of the bor before the shofar will come. That part of the tekiah, you're going to be hearing the echo while your ears are already outside of the bor. You're not going to be yotzei. Therefore, I should make a gzeira that you have to have either the tekiah inside of the bor or outside of the bor. But you can't have it half and half because you'll end up with an irvuv kala. Come mashmalon, we don't make such a gzeira. You have to just be careful. Home review that.
What if he began blowing when it was day and he finished at when it was night, which is the opposite of the case we have in our Gemara? The case we have in our Gemara began at night. But here, if he began during the day, it might be a possibility that it might be a little different.
But the Gemara says, Bechlal. Gemara holds that the issue over here is there a heft of an act of tekiah, which includes a beginning and an end? Or is there just a coal of a tekiah? Because the Gemara says, Mechlal, can you see either way?
Because it starts in a day.
No, I understand your question. That's how I would see it. You're asking my judgment. Om Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel ola lo yitka, v'im taka yatza. You shouldn't be using the shofar of an ola where the animal is alive. So you're near, you took off the shofar of the ola, and that's, of course, you're not supposed to be nene for the kachim, you're not supposed to be using kachim for other things, even if it's the tzerach mitzvah. But lamaisa im taka yatsa. If you went ahead and you did the tekiah, you would be yotzei because you ended up being mayo. And if you're mayo, you're maitziat lechulam. So therefore, you ended up, you did the wrong thing. It's a terrible thing you did. But lamaisa, your chafetz shal mitzvah was a kosher chafetz shal mitzvah.
Took the horn off this live animal before it became an ola.
Before you shechted it as an ola. If you had shechted it and had been zerek the dam, you would have removed it in a meal already. It's already been nazis mitzvah.
Not a big animal.
that it's given already to Hedya, it's given to the Kayanim. It doesn't have Kedusha at that point. But if you take the Shefer of a Shlamim, that's very different. Take the Shefer of a Shlamim. So first of all, lo yitka, clearly you're not supposed to use it for tzarech chulin. Ve'im taka lo yatza. Mashenke, by the Shlamim, surprisingly, turns out to be more chomer. Because since there's no din of me'ila by Shlomim until after Zrik, and only on those halakim that go to Gavoa, so there's no din of me'ila. If there's no din of me'ila, you're left only with the Nisr Hanah. But the din of Kotchim remains on it. The Gamsata, you were over on Nisr Hanah the whole time, and so was a mitzvah Baba Avera. Therefore, in Taka, lo yatza, what's the reason for this? My time. Ola is about me'ilahi. Since an Eila, you can be Mael on it, given the Ma'aba Nachal Alachulin, the moment that you're Mael, that's the din. Me'ila removes something from the Rishus of Hekdesh. But Shalomim doesn't have a din of Me'ila. All that's left on it is Isru Hudarachibu. It has an Isru of Hanoh without the din of Me'ila and Eitzah Alachulin, V'loi Nachal Alachulin. And therefore, you ended up using something that was done by Vera, so you can't be Yotze, you're mitzvah with it. Maskiflo Rava. So Rava asks on this, Emad Malak, I don't get this. At what point were you Moyo? Only Labasa the Taka. This is only after you do the Tkiya. Because then that's the point that you're a Nana from it. If you're a Nana from it, it's Yotze L'chulim. But before you're a Nana from it, it's not Yotze L'chulim. So that means that Kika Taka be Sura Taka. The act of the Tkiyah Shofar itself was an act of Mitzvah Baba Avera, because it's not going to be Yotze L'chulin until after you were Nana from it. Therefore I disagree, says Rav, it doesn't matter either way. You're not Yotze. Then Rav thought it over and he said, wait a minute. On the contrary, Adar Amar, Echadzeh, Ken Yotze. Why? Because what's the problem over here? That you were Nene from Hekdesh? Where were you Nene from Hekdesh? You used it for a mitzvah. Mitzvah labla and I sleep. A mitzvah is not given to you for pleasure. A mitzvah is your job to do. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava you. That's not considered to be a hanoah. Your hanoah. Your hanoah comes in Olam Haba. Your hanoah comes from your emotional enjoyment that you did whatever. But that's not hanoah from the thing. The thing that you're using it for is entirely a question of an ol that's on you that you need to do. It could be out of that comes Hanoah, but I'm being nene from the Shefer. Therefore, I didn't do anything in terms of an Isra Hanoah or in terms of Me'ilah, and there's no problem.
But if you stole it from someone else, it would be a secret. You wouldn't be a secret.
Not we're not talking about Yidur Mitzvah, and the problem over here is there a pagam in the Chefzah Shomit. There's no pagam in the Chefzah Shomit.
So if you stole someone else's
animal.
Yeah, we'll see.
Obviously, the Gemara here is assuming that the whole thing is in the Tekiah, not of the Shmiah, because it's in the Me'ilah B'Kol. So it's not, it's going to this Sugyat.
No, but the Me'ilah is in terms of the usage for the Mitzvah itself, not the Hanoah of the music of it. The use of it is the problem over here. If the mitzvah is on us, then you used it. It's worth money. You're going to pay somebody for this, for the use of the mitzvah.
It's not the kol. It's not the kol. It's rather the effect of the shaykh.
Omar Rav Yehuda. Furthermore, says Rav Yehuda, the shofar shall avodah zorah lo yitka. Don't use a shofar of avodah zorah that had been used to blow in a church and so on. Such a thing became now Israhana, so don't use it. But if you did use it, im takar yatsa. This seems to be a contradiction. Tosfos changes the gears over here to say Rava instead of Rabbi Yehuda. Bishofer shall ear on it yet.
Somebody said that you're Yotzi, but you can't say the bracha.
So. We're not up to that issue yet. Oh. That's a completely different problem. B'shofar shel avodah zorah lo yitka. Don't blow a shofar shel avodah zorah, but im taka yatza. B'shofar shel irani dachas on the other hand lo yitka, but im taka lo yatza. If, however, this was a shofar that belonged to an irani dachas, then it's chayav to be burned. if it's chayav to be burned, the shofar basically does not have the shiur necessary to be yotzei. And therefore, my taima, why would you not be yotzei? Because irani dachad is kitute michtat shiure. Since the shofar, we said yesterday, requires a shiur, what is the shiur that you should be able to hold it, and it should be seen on either side of your hand? Since over here it's oimed to be burned, so now you got a problem. It's oimed to be burned, there's no shiur, because it doesn't have any chashivus in the shiur. But this raises, I mentioned to you earlier, this raises some problems in the sugya of the shiur of the tkiyah shofar. Because we said yesterday that the shiur is kedeshi ochazen, which is a tefa. So if that is just a logistical thing, then it's not really a shiur. There's somewhere a medayik in the sheet of the Tesis HaRosh that it's only drabonim. That's how the Mishnah Brura actually writes, Bir Halacha, that it's drabonim. So then if it's a drabonim, then it's not a din in a shiur. Why would we say ksisei michta shiur? It gets to a question of whether once drabonim make even something that's based on a logistical shiur, we would say ksisei michta shiur, which is rather strange. There's other nafkaminas. The other nafkamina would be, if it's logistical, then it would go according to the individual. If somebody has a very big hand, so the shofar would have to be bigger so it could be seen on either side of the hand. If a small person is blowing, then the shofar could be smaller. So it's l'gei that halacha too. Here, by saying ksusei michta shiuri, it seems rather clear that we're dealing with a real shiur. Aye, what about the Mishnah Berurah's diyuk, who says this? That's the whole point of this, in the Rosh. The Rosh is saying, what's the Gemara giving a shiur for? That it should be visible. So that means, by definition, that it can't be a diyuris, can't be a halacha l'mashiv sinai. Their achronim point out that there's many shiurim we do that with. We know that we have a shiur, let's say, Revias Dam in Amez. That's halacha l'mashiv sinai. Shiloh over here, that it's enough to support life, not enough to support life in a kutta. We give explanations for what that shiur is trying to say. It doesn't mean that the shiur is a drabonim. So maybe he never meant that it's a drabonim. So the pashas from this sugya is that there really is a shiur in the shofar, and that therefore it would be universal. It wouldn't have to do with the individual that was blowing it. Omar Rav, Hamudar Hana'ami Chaveiro, Mutar Litka Lot Kiyah Shel Mitzvah. Another issue would be, somebody asers himself from being nene from the Baal Tekeya. Can that Baal Tekeya now go ahead and blow the shofar for him? Or is he giving him anor? It's mutter. Again, because mitzvah lav lehenes mitnu. Hamudar Hana Mishofar. Suppose he asered himself to be nene from the shofar itself. He can use it to blow. Somebody asered his friend, his erstwhile friend, Reuven, that he doesn't want to be nene from him in any way. Nonetheless, Reuven can sprinkle on him from the mechatas to be metiring. Because that's not considered to be a hano. Unless, of course, it's 95 degrees outside. And then there also is a hano, sein hachinami, and only in the wintertime you can do it. Avalobi motachama. Mudar anami ma'ayan. Somebody ossered himself from being nene from a certain well. So he's allowed to be table in the well if it's a tefillah shel mitzvah, but of course only in the winter. So in all of these cases, the din is mitzvah lenis din. Shokhle le'avud shmuel kaf ol v'achal matzah yatsa. If somebody had been forced and ate matzah, he would be yotze. What do you mean forced? Forced by whom? Kaf oma. Yilam kaf o shade. You're talking about that the man was attacked by a shade. Attacked by a shade means basically that he had a psychotic episode. Right? So if he had a psychotic episode and he eats, he would not be yotze. Because Vatanya the Brisa says, itim choli, itim shaita, a person who suffers from recurrent psychotic episodes, sometimes it's perfectly normal, sometimes he goes crazy. during the times that he's normal, he has all of the dinim of a sane individual. But during the periods in which he's psychotic, then he's considered to be a completely insane. So it's during the time in which he was eating a matzah, he was under the impact of one of his attacks. So you can't say 2 minutes later when suddenly he comes back to normal that he can say, well, I ate the matzah, obviously, when I was nuts. So I should be yaitze. You're not yaitze when you're nuts. Even though two minutes later, you're normal. Yeah, of course. Well, the kafu shade is a way in which we talk about somebody whose mind is not in his control. Doesn't matter, you know, what schizophrenia we want to put in your car. Omer of Ashi, okay, fine. It doesn't mean that kafu shade. It means the Goyim came along, okay? They put a gun to his back and they forced him. Shekafu parsim. So in other words, he had no kavana for the mitzvah. Hey, Jew boy, I want to see you eat that garbage. No, I don't. No, we're going to eat that garbage. He goes ahead and eats that matzah. These were real brisker matzah. Some of them burnt to a crisp. So the shayla is, would it be yaitzah? It says over here, you're yaitzah. Amar Rav Zot Omeret. So from here, says Rav, if that's the case, you could say the same thing. Somebody is blowing his shofar in order to play the concerto for two shofars. You ever hear the concerto for two shofars? That's an amazing piece. So he's being tekea to be yotze only for that symphony, that concerto. So then he's be yotze. Says in my pshita. I said, I know how. That's the same case. In other words, you're telling me that essentially that mitzvah lavla and I said, no. And that the mitzvah is lo tzrichos kavana, and that basically there's no need for him necessarily to have kavana to be yaitzer the mitzvah particularly, and you would be yaitzer. So what's the chiddush then? I don't get it. It's exactly the same case, isn't it? No, it's not the same case because ma'od de tema hosam echol matzah omarachmana ve'yachal. I would have thought that there's a big difference. Could be the Indian is like this. Could be the Indian is that this revolves around the question of whether I'm considered to be a misase. I'm doing something else. I'm doing a different cheftz of the pula. It's not negeya, the shail of whether mitzvah street is kavana directly. It's a more sophisticated issue. If you're going to tell me that it's mamish a misase, I'm eating for pleasure. I'm listening to a shofar for pleasure. Saying, that means you're doing a different pu'ula, bichlal. So then I might have thought, it's not shayach to say misasik by eating. Because the halacha is that einachinami, normally someone who is misasik is not going to be over an avera. Somebody thought he was doing one thing, he ends up doing another thing. It's not shayach to kavana. He didn't do the his das is chaser in the etzem pool. It's like he did something else. But there's two areas in which we don't say that. Either in ma'acholos asurais, somebody thought he's eating one thing, it turns out he's eating something else, and it's not misasik. Why shekein nene? Bottom line is he ate and he enjoyed it. Same thing is true ba'arayas. He thinks he's sleeping with his wife, he's really sleeping with somebody else. But she came in. Bottom line is the act defines himself. You can't say my mind is somewhere else. The reality, the physical reality is that you experience the event, and that's what's important. So over here, by matzah, maybe I would have thought, this is how Rashi's master. By matzah, I might have thought that this is the equivalent of the concept of it not being misasek, is not shayach by arayas or by achila. So matzah is achila. But what are you going to tell me? That when it comes to the tkiah shofar, that over there, since Lamaisi heard the music, I mean, that we don't say. So over there, maybe he would consider to be a misasik. Now, the problem is that the girsa that we have over here is that ma'od tema asim echol matzah marachmanavu huachal aval hacha Zichron Truaktiv. Vaimis Asik Bialmo. Now these words, Zichron Trua, are a steer to what Rashi is saying. Because Zichron Trua means we need to identify another issue that is exclusively shofar that would distinguish shofar from matzah. Rashi just said what the issue is. The issue is that eating is shekein ne'eneh, which doesn't apply to shofar. Why would the Gemara over here be introducing a completely new point of Zichron Trua? Zichron Trua would mean that with Bishlema by Matz, it's all different. Bishlema by Matz, the Torah did not insist that you be involved intellectually in your Matz. The Torah said, eat matzah. You ate matzah. But the Torah did not say, blow a shofar. The Torah said, be aware of the shofar. Be aware of the shofar, so then I'm not aware of the shofar. I'm listening to the concerto for two shofars. What do I know the nafkamina? If it's an oboe, a shofar, whatever it is. Kamash malan, that the issue over here is that mitzvahs lo tzrichas kavana. That's all. So in achinami, there's many gemaras that don't have the gears of zichron truaksi. It would certainly appear that Rashi doesn't hold to that gears, and that Rashi is introducing a different issue. Nafkamina, I would have thought it's a question of misasik, not a question of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Kamash malan, that the whole point over here is that mitzvahs do not need kavana, and therefore doesn't matter to me whether we call it misasik on that level. It's fine. There's no nafkamina to me between the zichron trua or this case. Kamash malan, that even though it's misasik on that level, lamaisa mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, it's necessary to say. And if once you say mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, it works across the board. That's the point. So that's what I'm saying, says Rava. That's my chiddush. So in other words, you're telling me now, amakasava Rava, mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. That's what you're saying. So how does Rava explain the Mishnah? Eisvei hayakareva Torah v'giyas vana mikra im kivein libo yatzav im lav lo yatzav. This is the Ferish Mishnah Brachas. It says over there, somebody's reading in the Torah, it's time for Kriyat Shema. He gets to the parsha of Shema as he's reading. So if he had in kavana, then he's yotze. If he doesn't have in kavana, he's not yotze. No. So when you say kavana, what do you mean? My love. Kivein libo, in other words, if he had kavana, let's say, he had kavana to be yotze his mitzvah, so he's yotze. But if he didn't have kavana to be yotze his mitzvah, not yotze. So this is Rava's argument with the Mishnah. No, says Rava, the meaning in the Mishnah is not to be yotze. The meaning in the Mishnah is likrot. If he had kavana to read those words, Shema Yisrael, Avalai, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he had kavana to read those. What do you mean, having kavana to read those words? He is reading those words. Likrot, Hakakar, he's reading the words. The only thing that's missing is whether he has the kavana to be yotzi with those words. I don't see what it means to have kavana to read the word. What is that supposed to mean? Either you are reading or you're not reading. Now the question is, in my reading, is my kavana to be yotzi kriyat shema? No, says the Gemara. It's talking over here that the guy was not reading in the normal sense of the word. He was kore lahagia. He was saying over the sound of letters as someone was checking safe. So there was no kavana at all to read the way a person reads. He was simply interested in checking letter by letter what it says. Now, the fact is that when you do that, you do pronounce the words. Some of you don't even pronounce the words necessarily normally. So therefore it's saying you have to be Kore normally. But others learn, as we spoke about in Brachas, that this means that the reading has to be an act of reading as opposed to an act of comparing sounds and so on. Because the element of reading requires an additional pula of the brain, which is I'm putting the sounds together in a meaningful way that mean a word. So therefore, if I'm just listening to sounds, so in Achinami, I'm not Yotze. If I'm listening to words, then I am yotze. But it doesn't mean I'm listening to words in order to be yotze chiyuv kriyat shema. That's already now a third level. Where does it say that in the Mishnah? So according to Rava, the way they understand the Mishnah is only that I had kavana to to actually read the words. Okay, so how do you explain this? Tashma. Hayover achorei beit hakness. Guy's passing back in the shul. We just had this. Oshaya beito samuch lebeit hakness. He lives next to a shul. V'shama kol shofar kol megillah. He hears the sound of a shofar, the sound of megillah lady. Im kivein libo. I'd like to see get out of this one. Im kivein libo yatsa. If he has kavon in his heart, he's yotze. Im lav lo yatsa. What does that mean? Kavon in his heart for what? My love, im kivein libo, meaning ya kavona latzei tisfiev, right? So you see from here that without kavona you're not yotze. Understand? How much more clear can I make it? Is there something you don't understand? Says Ravina, who says it means kavona to be yotze? Maybe it means kavona to hear. What is that supposed to mean, kavona to hear? Do you hear or don't you hear? Why do you kavona to hear? Boshama, he's hearing. No, he hears the shofar thinking it's a chamor.
We have a shofar.
Don't talk about me that bad.
People hearing without listening.
Ah,
interesting.
Oh,
that's
the sound of silence. So, over here, that's no shofar. He hears a chamor brain. Say, if it turns out it was a shofar, it's his yotze. No. He has to be mechaven that he's listening to a shofar. So then he heard the voice of a shofar. But he doesn't have to be mechaven. I want to hear the voice of a shofar in order to be yotze to the mitzvah that Hashem gave me. He just has to hear the voice of a shofar. What do you do about Megillah? That's a problem. The Gemara ignores the Megillah element. Right? This is a different perusha. What is the Gemara saying with the Megillah? The pshat with the Megillah is that he has to be mechaven that what he's listening to is the reading of the Megillah, and that's tam a child learning, let's say, and someone that couldn't be motzi the Megillah, so he's not clearly paying attention that this is the reading of Megillah's Esther. It's tam a kid that's reading the Megillah.
What if it's an adult that can be motzi reads?
Okay, so if he's reading Megillah's Esther, then if not, could be. I'm saying there's different approach to how Father Gemara wants to say. Okay, so but it doesn't mean you have to be bechavein in your mind that I want to do this hearing in order to be in b'mkayim amidst Hashem.
So the reader has to.
You know, we'll get to the reader in a second. Eisvet, how about this case? The reader, as Abba just brought up, nitkavein shomea v'lo nitkavein mashmia. Suppose the guy who was making the sound. So now here the Baal. The guy who's blowing the shofar doesn't think that he's an ass, right? And yet it says over here that if the mashmiya is not mechavin, or the mashmiya is mechavin, v'lo nitkavein shomea, you wouldn't be yotze in either direction. Ad shitkavein shomea u'mashmiya. Okay, you can tell me the part about the nitkavein mashmiya, the guy who's blowing the shofar at kavana, and the guy who hears it doesn't have kavanah. That you could try to tell me that doesn't mean kavanah to be yotze. It means kavanah to know that it's a shofar. But the guy who's blowing on the shofar, what does he think? That he's not blowing on the shofar. What does it mean to say that he's mechaven or not mechaven? Must mean that el niskaven shomea v'el niskaven mashmia. Eichi mashkacha. So tell me what the case would be. The case would be that he's not blowing it for Schaefer. He is blowing it to practice the concerto for two shofros, and so on. And it says over here, he's not yotze. So there you go. So you see that you're wrong. Rav is claiming that if a guy is blowing a shofar as part of the concerto for two shofros, and he gets to that famous passage where it goes, he says that he would be yotze. Because the bottom line is, he's blowing a shofar, he's making the requisite sounds. What are you dining? That doesn't have in kavanah, has no shaykhus to the mitzvah, so what? Since there's no din of kavanah for mitzvahs, nobody heard that. That's listening. No, that is clearly listening without sounding. Mela.
Exhibition 768.
Oh, That's all that it was. That wasn't the sound of a telephone. That was the sound of a concerto.
This is not a phone anymore. It's just an alarm clock.
So must be Tekelashir. Nonetheless, it says you're Yotze. No, no. It's talking about that he wasn't playing the concerto. Dilma de Komenabich Nabuche. All he was doing was barking. What's the pshat that he was barking? So Rashi says, "Benabeach Nabuche is the pshat. He's not making the shir of a tekiah. He's just making brief spurts of sound." So Tosi says, "That's crazy. If you make brief spurts of sound, the problem isn't kavona issues. The problem is you didn't do the act of tekiah. How could it mean that?" So he suggests Rashi means the man's intent is only to be doing the other part of the concerto where it goes,
oh.
Right? But instead, he ends up doing a little bit one too long. Right? So the one too long ended up being a kosher tekiah. Because over there, Lamaisi wasn't really being tekiah at all, he was barking. But Tosis himself says that maybe the pshat is minaveach, is a lashon of neficha. He's just blowing through the shofar, not intended to make sound. That's good. Sometimes you blow through the shofar, maybe trying to clean it, whatever, and it makes a sound. So over there, there wasn't even a desire to make a noise with the shofar. That's the same thing as not hearing a shofar, basically. So in other words, the act, there needs to be a kavona. Any time that there's not even a kavona for the act, then it's really misasik b'alma. That's called misasik. That level of misasik, you're not yet. But that there needs to be a kavona la mitzvah, no, you don't see from here at all. Amale Abaye asks a brilliant question. How do we have people sleeping in the sukkah in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres if you're going to be over in Isser D'Oraisa? Explain that to me. Bishleim, if you'll tell me, if you don't have kavona for a mitzvah. In other words, a mitzvah is dependent on your kavona. So when I'm sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, my thought is like this. If today is really sukkah, so then I'm mechaven for a mitzvah. If today isn't sukkah, so then I'm not mechaven for a mitzvah. So fine. So then enochinami, I sit here because of minigav yisinu b'yadenu, who had this suffix. And I have no intention of being yotze the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, and therefore I'm not going to be over because mitzvah is dependent on intention. But if you tell me that mitzvah is not dependent on intention, it's a brilliant question. So it should work in both directions, which would mean that if I'm now doing an act of a mitzvah, and I'm not chayiv to do the mitzvah this way, I'm creating extra time for sukkah, because I'm over on an Issa D'Oraisa. So you're telling me in order to preserve minhag avisenu b'yadenu, we're telling them to be over an Issa D'Oraisa. That's ridiculous. So memela, it must be that there's really no problem of bal taisif, because there's no kavon in the isafa. So Rabbi Elmiyata Yoshin Bishmini Bisukka. Yelake? The guy should get Malkus for sleeping in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Omar Allah says, Ravadim, no. See, that's because you have a misunderstanding of the nature of Bal Taisif. Actually, Bal Taisif is only possible during the time of the mitzvah. You can't add time to a mitzvah. How can you add time? You have another buy it in your tefillin. Fine, okay, I understand. There you're saying that the mitzvah consists of tefillin with five parshas. That's about tasing. But if the Torah has defined that this is the period of the mitzvah, so then, by definition, if it's not the period of the mitzvah, I can't be doing the mitzvah. So it's an afkamina. So I'm doing something. It's certainly not about tasing. If I'm tzukis, it isn't tzukis. So why would I be over? Therefore, I say that the whole issue of Bal Taisif, mitzvot ano over aleim elef is manam. You can't make a mitzvah not at the time of the mitzvah, because that has nothing to do with the mitzvah that was just completed. Moshe Reb Shama Bar Abba, is that so? Midayin lekohen sheola leduchan. How do you know that if a kohen goes up on the duchan and he says to himself, Hoil v'natnali Torah reshut tevarechet Yisrael, since the Torah gave me permission, so now I'm sort of in a bracha mode. Osif bracha chat mishali. Let me add a little bracha over there. I'm feeling really really expansive today. So I'll say Hashem Elokei Avotechem Yosef Alechem Elef Pamim, and he thinks he's being really great. Talmud Omar Lo Tosifu Al Adavar. He's over in Yisur D'Oraisa if he does that. Now, once he did the Berachas Kohanim, the period of the mitzvah is completed. Now he wants to go ahead and say something new. Let him go ahead and say. What does that have to do with it? How is he over on an Isser? Says Rav Avoch, my skin below see him. It's talking about that he puts in this broth in the middle of Berachas Kohanim. Oh, really? Vatanya seeing. I have a price that says if he finishes. No, that means if he finishes one broth. Oh, really? I have a price that says Siyem Kol Berachos Avomar. I mean, there's a bunch of unfortunate facts over here, Robin. So, what are you going to do now? Well, that's different because over there, when it comes to Berachas Kohanim, Kima Dila Misramelik Sibura Achrina Horem Avolim. How about if the Kohen goes into another shul, and in that shul they're just about to begin Berachas Kohanim, and there he is, and they call up the Kohanim. Doesn't he go up to give a bracha? So that means the Kula Yuma Zimniu. The whole day is basically the day for Birkas Kohanim. So how can you say he finished? Well, he finished this Birkas Kohanim. You can't say it's not the Zman for Birkas Kohanim. It's always time for brachas. And therefore, whenever he gives a bracha that is miuteret, so he's being over on Baal Tosif. That's an interesting svara. So then, Minot Tamra, how do you know? Because that's an interesting question. So then, how can the Rabbanan tell you to do extra tkiyas? Because the whole day is the Zman of tkiyas.
No. So then there's nothing wrong with asking.
Huh? What are you going to say? Is that what you're going to
say? Well, you can't say Baal Tosi, right?
You're adding. No, but what are you going to say? That I'm Mukhliyev? That's exactly the question. You're going to say that I'm Mukhliyev. He's not saying Baal Tosif over here on the extra Birkas Kohanim. He's saying Baal Tosif extra broker. So what? Now you're saying the Torah said to do two kailas, three kailas, and you're doing 100 kailas. Why are you doing 100 kailas? So you say the same thing. I love having extra button in my tefillin. So why can't I wear extra tefillin? I should wear all different kinds of tefillin on my head at the same time. Rabbi Natan wants, Rashi wants. Anyway, so how do you know that this is true? That there's this Nath Kamina over here. We'll see. Let's see a little bit more of the signal. Titznan anitanim b'matana achat shenitarvu b'nitanim matana achat yinatnu matana achat. So where you have different karbonas now that got mixed up one in the other. So let's say you have the dam of a carbon of bechor, and it got mixed up in a bechor or in a meiser. Let's say now those karbonas bechor meiser pesach would only have one matana to the yisrael. Okay, so then it's not a problem. So then give that one matana for all of them, you'll be answered. If you have a type of dam that is matan arba, that got mixed up now in matan arba, so let's say you got mixed up between a shlomim and an osha. Okay, not a tragedy. Pour the dam out correctly. Matan is arba, shlain shen arba, and everything will be okay. What about if you have a bechor that gets mixed up with a shlomi, then what? Matan arba me matan achas, then what? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, well, better to give all of them matan arba, that way you get everything. The one that had one had one, the one that had four had four. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, better only to give matan achas. Says Rabbi Eliezer, how can you give only matan achas? If you have dam here that requires four matanas, you're going to be over on Baal Tigra. You're detracting a mitzvah from the Torah. Says Rabbi Yishon, that's a question. And you? And you're going to be taking a bechor that requires only one matana, and you're going to be giving four, so you're going to be over on Baal Tesif. Omala Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say Baal Tesif where it's mixed with other dam. Lonemar Baal Tesif, Elekishu Batsmo. I mean, if there's no reason to do it, and you're doing it, so then fine, then it's a Baal Tesif. Over here, clearly, you're only doing it because of the shlomi parts that you got dragged along. That's not called Baal Tosif. Omar the Rebbe Yoshua, lo ne'amar bal tigra, le kishur batzmo. I said the same thing. So what's the problem of bal tigra? The dam now, I'm not putting it there because I don't want to put dam that doesn't belong in the mitzvah. Not because I've been gerer from the mitzvah. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yoshua, kishalona tata, whatever, if you don't do an action, so whatever elements there are over here of bal tigra, you didn't do anything. Lo asita ma'aseh biyadecha. But if we're going to do it your way, kishanatata, if you went and actively gave the extra matanis, so then, whatever elements about those are here, you did it with your hands. Asita ma'aseh biyadecha. Now, the question over here is like this. What are they discussing? According to what you're saying, kivan diyoev le matana mi bechor over le lezimne. Did you give the matana of the bechor here, the matana achas? Yeah. So it's overs, man. There's no more mitzvah now to give from this bechor. So now, what is defining the nesinas hadam of a bechor that was already nasas mitzvah site? What's defining that as baltosif? This isn't the mitzvah of dam of the bechor. So it's like it's over zmanek. So whatever. So you see that despite the fact that I would have thought it's over zmanek, the very fact that had there been a mitzvah to give a matana to another bechor would have meant that I would have given it is not shaykh to say over zmano for this mitzvah. So too by the Birkas Kohanim, it's not shaykh to say over zmano for this mitzvah. So in other words, hocha kivan the yoiv le matana bechor over le lezamne lezmin, his time has already passed. Vikatani do over mishum baltasiv, and nonetheless it says you're over on baltasiv. So how do I explain this? Mav mishum damrinan kivan duli misram. Must be because I'm taking for granted that if another bechor would come along, I would need to do that hazaya. The entire day is considered to be the zman of the bechor. Therefore, says Rava, it's clearly true that the time expands basically as long as it's continuing to be the zman for doing this mitzvah, even though this particular act of the mitzvah was done. Says the Gemara, well, this is a very strange proof for Rava to bring, because it only makes sense once you take for granted that Rava is right. And Rava is right about the Baltosif being only possible Bismano, and it's true that the Tanoia must be considering this to be an extension of the meaning of the word Zamanai. But, I mean, the simpler explanation, my dear Rava, is that they simply don't agree with you. And Dilmi Mari, Dilma Kasava Rabbi Yeshua, Mitzvah Sayyavar Alema Filoshilo Bismano. Who's to say that you're right in the assumption that everybody considers the Zman to be an important component? Maybe Enochinami, doing something twice in the wrong way, multiple ways, is considered to be whether it is bismani or lo bismani. The original assumption is wrong. Not that we had need to redefine what we mean by zmanai, because after all, it's clear that zman is important. No, you're missing the point that I'm saying. I'm saying like this. Rav Shaman Bar Abba asked the kasha on me, right? His kasha was from Birchas Kohanim. I want to show you that Rav Shaman Bar Abba basically has got to admit that there's a concept of extended zman. Because look, ananochi kamrina. Why do you think that Rav Shaman Bar Abba asked from this Brisa of Birkas Kohanim when he had a beautiful question to ask directly from a Mishnah? Think about that. Rav Shama Bar Abba, my time is Shavik Masnisen and most of me Brisa. Listen to me, Masnisen, why didn't he go directly to the famous Machlokas, Rav Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? I'll tell you why. He didn't want to ask from there, my time lo Mosiv, because Kimadilu Misramele Bukhachrune, he himself understands that this Mishnah is not a good example of a case where it's no longer the Zman of the Mitzvah. Why? Because had there been another Bukhar that came along, boy, I would need to do the Hazoyah. And therefore, obviously, you can't ask me anything from the Mishnah because I will insist that that means Kula Yoma Zimne. You may disagree with my assumption, but obviously he's aware of the way out of the problem, and Vaharai doesn't ask me from the Mishnah, so he knows my assumption about how to define Zman. So if that's the case, I don't understand. What's he suddenly discovering some out-of-the-way Braita about the nature of Birchat Kohanim? Braita Nami Kima Deim Isrami Tzibur Achrina. So since if there had been another tzibur, the Kohen would have had to be Mavarech. So that's the reason that Kula Yoma Zmane, he should never have asked the Kasha. And if he wants to ask the Kasha and say that it's clear that people don't hold to the Zman, so then fine. So then ask directly from the Mishnah. But what he's doing is a bit hypocritical. If he wasn't willing to ask from the Mishnah, he shouldn't have tried to fool around asking on me from the case of Birchas Kohanim. So basically, we're not arguing about this issue as to whether the extension of the Zman is considered the Zman. We're arguing about whether Zman is an issue, and that he can't prove one way or the other.
What about Reb Shammah Bar Abba? How does he explain his lapse in asking for one and not the other? Reb Shammah Bar Abba tells me now, wait, there's a big difference. I agree that there's a concept of extension of Zman, where this Kohen, who only gave now one matana of this Bechor, okay, now comes along another Bechor, he's going to have to, without any choice, he's Mechuyev Midirayis, so go ahead, he has to take care of the matana Saddam of this Bechor. No, you're going to tell me that's the same case by Birchas Kohanim, it's basically up to him. He doesn't have an absolute chiyuv to be Mavarech. I mean, over there, I didn't think that Rava was going to come back with the same response, that that's considered to be the Zman, because if I want to, I could. Zman means that the mitzvah is mechayev you. That's the point.
Once he was Eile Leduchen, once, this is the Makar, by the way, for this halacha, Sir Cohen, you may be interested. This is the Makar of the halacha, as Tesis points out, for what we paskin, that a Cohen who had already been Eile Leduchen does not have to see to it that he should be Eile Leduchen the next time. If he wants there to be Eile Leduchen,
that's
it. Yeah, anytime that Sibor needs him. He's not going to run there. Huh? So from this, it's clear, if we assimilate a Gronim Ramadai, that until now we were talking about Rabba and not Rava, because here just introduces a whole different simple explanation. Rava Amar, let's say it's Lobai Kavon. It's a big difference. Big difference between the two cases. Bai's got this brilliant kasha that whatever the din would be in terms of being Yaitz in the mitzvah, the same din would be in order to be over on the Yisra about Taisi. Not true. To be Yotze a mitzvah, you don't need Kavana. But to define something which isn't a mitzvah, to be a mitzvah, to make me chayav on Baltaisif, of course you need Kavana. I mean, why else is it a mitzvah? It's just an act bialma. It's the very fact that I intended as a mitzvah. That makes it Baltaisif, obviously. So how are you asking? The two sugyas are completely different. So, Enochinami, I stick with the din of mitzvahs lo tzrichas kavana, but when it comes over here to be over a lavar, over there, boy kavana. So wait, so then, how come they didn't bring that up? When Rabbi Yoshua, ya matan domi, okay, according to Rabbi Yoshua is screaming, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to do it, you're going to be over on Baal Tesef. How can you be over on Baal Tesef? Rabbi Eliezer should say, what do you mean? What's the Shaykh Baal Tesef? I never wanted to bring the Dam of a Bukhar more than one time. So why would I be over on Baal Tesef? No kavanah for mitzvah whatsoever. So I shouldn't be over. And nonetheless, velo boy kavanah, so you see that to be over, you're going to be over even though there's no kavanah. Ooh. Right. Elo amar Rava, you know what? We'll have to put the two issues together. Latseif lo boy kavanah. But la'avor, it depends. That's the problem. Lavor, if it's bizmanai, so then enochinami, the actual act of the asiyah, the fact that it's bizmanai defines it as the act of a mitzvah.
It's like a default.
But if it's a default, but shalom bizmanai, so you're saying something now, it's not shmini atzeres. I mean, it's not shmini atzeres. You're going to say, so if I'm sleeping in the sukkah to cool off, I'm going to be over on Baal Taisa. Because there's nothing that defines this as a sukkah shal mitzvah. Why should I be over on Baal Taisi? You might as well say that if I decided to sleep in a sukkah during Pesach, I would be over on Baal Taisi. I'm trying to cool off, having a nice time, and you're telling me, how could you? He obviously is Derish, Tesfav, and he holds a new religion open. Well, get out of here. So same thing over here. So in order to make shalom bismano a mitzvah to be over, there I need kavanah. So shalom bismano boy kavanas. I would put together the two elements. All right, please. We'll continue some of this tomorrow. Why does it always take so much time? Review. Omer ibn alayshana alayshana imdim asfas habor avalayshana imdim babor yatsu. Tani nami ochi atokeva toch habor toch adut yatsa vatan lo yatsa. Elalav shmamina ken revuna shmamina. Ikin rami le nirma. Tzana atokeva toch habor toch adut lo yatsa. Aiba tanya yatsa, omer vana lo kashe, kan lo tano omdim asfata bor, kan lo tano omdim babor, omer rabba, shoma miktsat tia babor, miktsat tia asfata bor, yatsa, But, at least we thought it was a but in the beginning. Miksat skia kodem shiala mudashacha, miksat skia leacha shiala mudashacha, loyat. So amalei abaya maishna. Now it turns out really there was no comparison between the issues at all. One was talking about according to the mashmiya, one was talking about the shemiya, and it wasn't fine. But maishna, awesome, they're telling me the bina kulot kira bechiyuva valeka. Hochanani, bina kulot kira bechiyuva valeka. Horchiyash, awesome, laiva lavzman chiyuva uklau. Horcha bor mokum chiyuva, lo taram bimba bor. So in other words, the name of the son of Rabbi Shama, Sof tkiya belo tkhila tkiya yatsa, Memela would have to be true that tkhila tkiya belo sof tkiya yatsa. Tashma, takab yishanam basha bashniya kishtayim, en biyado ela achat, amai, tesalik lo betarte. That's because psuki tkiyata mea babi lo paskina. Tashma, tkhila toch abor, lo toch adut, lo toch afitas, in ko shofar shema yatsa, kol avaran shema lo yatsa, amai, Leifet betchila skia bekami lar betkala. He come a rabba betokeva olele nafshe. So what's the chiddush? Ma the time is in the mouth of kriish v'kat shavu gubor v'kabar betkala. Come mash modlam. Amr Rav Yehuda. V'shofar shel ola lo yitka v'im taka yatsa. V'shofar shel shlomim lo yitka v'im taka lo yatsa. My time. Ola bat mi la yikiv the ma'ba nafka v'lochuli. But a shlomim is lav v'nei me'ilaninu. Isura Hudarakibu, and therefore lo nafakwhuli. Maasi Florova Emasmo Labosavitaka. Bakika taka bi sura taka. Elama Rava Ekadzev Ekadzelo Yatsa. Then Rava thought about it and said, oh, what am I talking about? Ekadzev Ekadzel Ken Yatsa. Mitzvah Lavla Enes Nitnu. Omrav Yudavishofishalabazar lo yitkavim taka yatsa. The shofishalidaka lo yitkavim taka lo yatsa, my time. Irani daka kitute mikta chiure. Amarava Abudrana Amichavero Mutarlit Kalut Kiyashal Mitzvah. Amudrana Amishofar Mutarlit Kalut Kiyashal Mitzvah. The Amarava Amudrana Amichavero Maze Alav Mechata Bimota Gishamim. Avalo Bimota Kama. Amudrana Nomi Maayan Tovel Bot Vilasha Mitzvah Bimota Gishamim. Avalo Bimota Kama. Shokhle Vavudeshu Kafo Viakal Matsa Yatsa Kafo Man. Even the Kafo Sheda Tani Itim Kolam Itim Sheda. Kishu cholim arel kikipikeh v'chol dvarav, kishu shoteh arel kishoteh l'chol dvarav. Ve'omer Rav Ashi shekafu parsiyim. Omer Rav Ezot omeret atokeh l'shir yatsa. Nu, pshit aino ach. Ma'adet heima ha'atam echol matza, omer Rachman. And he did, achol. Vashenken ocha. Now some have this girsa. Ocha zikron truaktiv. And vis-a-vis zikron is a mitasik bi'alma. Kamash malam. So you're telling me now that I'm going to have a rabbi mitzvah saying Tzirkas Kavona? Ezra, Korva, Torah, V'Giyaz, Mana, Mikra, Im Kiven Libo Latzeit, Im Kiven Libo Yatzah, Im Lav Lo Yatzah, Mai Kiven Libo, Ma Kiven Libo Latzeit, Lo, Likro, Likro, Taka Kori. He isn't really Kori, he's Kori like Giyah. Toshma, Haya Over, Akori, Beta Knesset, Toshaya, Beta, Samuch, Beta Knesset. V'Shama, Ko, Shofar, O, Ko, Megillah, Im Kiven Libo Yatzah, V'Im Lav Lo Yatzah, So my love, אם כיוון ליבו לצאת. לא לשמוע, לשמוע, לשומע. לא סבור חמור ביומו. Unfortunately, there's some חזון in that it could be not only the Baltic Chaos of חמור ביומו. We could even use that to answer the Megillah, no? I mean, it's happened to me, I got to tell you. Not you, Barnea, come on. Eisvei, נתכוון שומע, ולא נתכוון משמיע. Mashmiya, ולא נתכוון שומע. לא יצא את שכוון שומע ומשמיע. זה בשלמה, נתכוון משמיע ולא נתכוון שומע. That's fine, כסף החמור ביאמה. But נתכוון שומע ולא נתכוון משמיע. So, איך אם השכח עשו? עלה בתוקע לשיר. No, דיום לא כמנה, ואת נבוכי. אומר לה, ביי, אלא מיית היושן בשמיני בסוכי. אלא כן. אומר לה, שאני אומר, מצוות אינו עובר עליהם על בזמנה. בוזם שם עבר אבא, מיניים, לכן שאלו לדוב שלו יאמר, אבא נתנה לי תורה רשות דבר את ישראל. אוסיף ברכה אחת משלי, כגון השם אלוקי אבותיכם יוסף עליכם, תלמד לא מרדות, תוסיף על הדבר. ואו חכיבן דבר החלה, עובר לי זימנה, וקטני דאבא, אך מה יסכין, אבל לא סיים. מתי יסיים? יסיים ברכה, כשאתה נסיים כל ברכותיו. Well, שאני אוכל כיוון נהיה למזרם לציבור, אך מניהו למבורך ליום הזימנהו. מנות אמרה, לטרן הניתנים במתנה אחת, שבסם הניתנים במתנה אחת, ינת במתנה אחת, מתנה ארבע, מתנה ארבע, מתנה ארבע, מתנה אחת, תרצה מחלוקס. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yinatnu B'matan Arba, Rabbi Yoshua Omer Yinatnu B'matan Achatz. All of the Rabbi Eliezer are over about Tigra. All of the Rabbi Yeshua knew are over about the Sif. All of the Rabbi Eliezer are long number about the Sif, like Shabbatzma. All of the Rabbi Yeshua long number about Tigra, like Shabbatzma. V'od Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Kishalona Tata. So even if you were over about Tigra, at least it was passively. Lo asitim asebi adecha, but kishinatata, avata abatasif, and you did it actively asitim asebi adecha. Now, I ask you, ka'ofi kimin diyadim matana, mi b'chor, overlay the zimnin, vikatani da avar mishum baltasif, la mishum di arina, kimin ilu misramele bufa arina, hodan mazimne kula yuma, is considered to be zimnin. So therefore, how did Rav Shama Bar Abba think otherwise? On the contrary, maybe it's because, indeed, Rabbi Yeshua, it disagrees entirely with Rava, and all the mitzvahs ever in the field of Shalom is monotheism. That was the whole point that Rav Shama Bar Abba anyway was making. No, I mean to say, what's Rav Shama Bar Abba going to this braita for? Why is he asking from the braita, not from the Mishnah? Los of him listen over here with the machlokes Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. So I'm asking him, now tell me, Rav Shama, Masisim, my time alone, Masisim. You're trying to disprove Rava, okay? So why don't you ask from the Mishnah to show me that Rava, even though it's Rav Zmano, so Kiman, because you yourself understand that Kiman, Hilam, Isram, and Ebufrachina, Boy, Mazimine, therefore, Kalim, Mazimine. So then why don't you say that in the Brisa yourself? Kiman, Hilam, Isram, and Ebufrachina, that's what I'm trying to show. He's inconsistent. Obviously, I can't prove that Rava's right or anything like that, but he's inconsistent. It's no more better riot from there than from here. Rav Shama Bar Abba says, excuse me? Osim lo sagi de lo yoyi. But ofi I boi mavarach, I boi lo mavarach. Rav Amar latzei lo boi kavona. But lavor, boi kavona. In Matandomim, the Rabbi Yoshua, that's called lavor. And he didn't need kavona. Nobody said to him, he didn't say back to anybody, what's the problem? I mean, why would there be a baltesim? Elama Rava, I still say, let's say lo boy kavana. The thing is, the lavor depends. If it's mizmano, like the case over here of Rabbi Yeshua, so over there, okay, nafinami, lo boy kavana. But if it would be shalom mizmano, like on Shemini Atzeres, so over there, boy kavana, and that answers our brother very simply.